Hey guys.
Just kidding, cut that out, please.
Never.
Alright, what's up?
This is Dungeons and Creeps, the podcast where we fuck up our last few recordings, so, and then get depressed and don't record for stop messing with the mic.
I'm not, there's stuff all over the mic.
It's called dust, Brody.
I don't think dust looks like that.
That is exactly what dust looks like.
Yeah, it's dust, but there's oily stuff. It's not dust.
It's dust. Anyway, welcome back to Dungeons and Creeps, the show where we suck. But hey, at least we're on all the podcasting stuff now, so you can go on pretty much any podcasting site and find us, like Spotify and Anchor and Apple Podcasts and Pocket Casts and all that fun stuff. So, you know, you don't have to just stick to YouTube now. You can listen to all of it. Stop throwing things at our dog.
He's being obnoxious.
No, he's not. He was scratching his back. Anyway.
Dumbass evolved. Evolve. Why don't ya? Alright. So, let's quit the shit.
Let's quit the shit? This entire podcast is shit.
Alright, well then let's quit the shit and get to the punchline. Let's go.
Okay. So, Laura. You probably don't know this creepypasta unless you're a fan of the Bad Creepypasta series on YouTube, which is where I found the creepypasta.
Oh, those guys are great. Aren't those the same guys that did the drinking game?
Yeah, the Sonic.exe drinking game.
I'll have to watch their video after this because it's more awesomer.
Anyway. God damn it, Harry, you make me yawn. Anyway, Laura is a, creepypasta.
Yep.
About a girl named Constance.
Sounds like a bitch name.
She kind of is a bitch. Well, there you go. She's what we call Pity Sue. She calls herself ugly. She calls herself fat. She says that she's bullied all the time. And she's just... That's her entire character.
Is she actually, though?
Yeah, apparently. She's fat, and then that's the only description we get of her, that she's fat and ugly, and then she's bullied all the time, and that her name is Constance. And this is how she describes herself. So...
Nice.
It's a tie. All
right.
Anyway, self-love all around.
Self-love, best love. All right.
So, Constance meets this girl named Laura. And Laura is, like, the perfect girl, and Constance, I believe, describes her as all of her anger personified. Like, not in those exact words, but basically that's all of her anger and hatred is personified into Laura. But Laura's really beautiful and the most amazing person and perfect in every way. Stop doing this. Stop. You're not even yawning. You're just opening your mouth really wide.
I did yawn, but I didn't want to do the noise or close my mouth because then you would yawn. See?
Yeah. Okay. I yawn really easily. Anyway, so yeah. Laura's a time. She's perfect. Mm-hmm. And
for a second, Laura's thought this was it.
No.
Like,
no,
I thought
no,
that was no, the no. end of the podcast. I'm like, cool.
No.
Continue.
Gets better. Uh-huh. So Laura says shit to Constance, like, your eyes remind me of the bottom of the ocean and shit like that. And then, stop. Stop right now. We're not yawning anymore. You're going to be a bitch about it. And I know it. Just do your fucking commentary, Brody.
I'm
Stop
listening.
Yawning. So she says shit like that, like, your eyes remind me of the bottom of the ocean, or your eyes are like a crystal or something. Stupid shit.
Wow.
And then she's like, hey, do you want to come over and play this video game that I made? So Laura is now a video game creator, which is the time.
See, my friend actually makes video games.
Oh, which one?
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler makes video games?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shout out to Tyler.
If you're listening to this, we're sorry.
Yeah, dude, you have better things to do with your life.
Anyway.
I wasn't yawning, I swear.
It's too late. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a video game?
Yeah.
So let's do it right Laura's now. Like, yeah. Or Constance is like, yeah, I want to play a video game. And Laura's like, cool.
So come Laura's over. A chat and Constance is, right?
Laura's a chat? Laura's a Stacy.
Oh, Laura's a Stacy. Then what's Constance?
An incel?
Okay.
I don't know. So Laura's like, hey, can I come over to your house? We can play my video game. And Constance is like, yeah, sure. Let's go over to my house and play your video game. And so Constance sets up her Dreamcast and...
Sega!
Because apparently that's the only thing the video game can be played on. And Constance brings in,
a Ouija board, some whiskey, and some marmalade.
Laura, they have no defining characteristics, so I keep forgetting who is who. Laura brings in her harp, and, a harp, and the video game. And so they play the video game, and it's sort of like Rock Band. It's basically exactly like Rock Band, except with a harp.
Wow.
So Constance starts playing it. With the harp, because she wants to be nice and all that, because Laura's some a nice piece of ass, and
wait, is Constance gay?
Yep, and
of course.
So as she plays it, the harp starts bleeding.
Fucking metals, fuck.
So like, it gets so, really confusing.
I should
confusing.
Probably stop swearing as much. Heckin' as wait, what'd I say? Metal is heck.
Heck and metal is heck.
Yeah.
Anyway, carp starts bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets really confusing around this point. Like, I can barely understand what's going on. But I'm going to summarize it.
At this point.
So, Constance... Laura is basically like, this is really dangerous, so let me control your movements. And then Constance is like, yeah, bitch, please do. Because apparently Constance is into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you were gonna yawn, weren't you? God damn it. Okay. And then Constance apparently wakes up the next morning, or later at night, or whatever.
A time.
Mm-hmm. And her floor is just covered in blood now, and the harp's still there, and Laura's gone, and she finds a link on her computer to a video called Swan... it's called Join Me, Enjoy Your Swan Song, Constance. And,
no.
By Laura Metamorphosis.
No.
And there was an actual video.
No.
And I have not listened to this thing yet.
No. Stop. Yes. I'm not. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Stop. Don't hit play. I'm leaving the room, and then you can hit play.
Don't leave the room.
I'll come back.
You need to react to this with me.
No.
This is important for your character development.
No.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Why? It's just a song.
Creepy pastas don't roll that like that.
All right, so apparently that's it. Brody, come back here.
That was really nice.
So the kicker is that Constance notices that it's not Laura singing the song, but it's her singing the song, and she doesn't remember singing the song.
Right.
So then Constance gets really angry.
Why?
I don't know. She starts playing the harp again, I guess, and then she gets really angry and goes to smash her bully's face in with the harp. And then she gets a vision of like Laura sitting at a TV with the Dreamcast plugged in and playing Constance as her character, and then Constance realized that Laura's playing her as a character in a video game, and then Laura's about to unplug it, and when she unplugs it, Constance will die, and then Constance is like, wait, I thought you loved me, and then Laura's like, shit, you right, and so now they're married. And the end.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen and everything else, fasten your seatbelts, tighten your buckles, zip your pants up, tie your shoes, tighten them, double knot them, because this is about to get a bumpy ride. Today, we are going to hop into the best creepypasta character I have ever made. All right, so.
You mean Dungeons and Dragons?
No, creepypasta character.
Technically, yeah, I guess it's a Dungeons and Dragons. All right, guys, this is where it gets real. Real. Stop. Real. Stop. Stop trying to add on to things. It'd be cool.
Real.
All right, you know what? Do you want to take over? You can just solo this if you want.
No. This is your job.
Fasten your seatbelts. Put on your Oakleys. Get your Yeezys. Get your champion socks all nice and primed. Roll up the cuff those jeans. You know what time it is.
Adventure time?
Go for it. Anyway, so race, human. Mm-hmm. Class, bard. Hands down, gotta be bard. Metal bard.
Of course. We make a lot of bards.
Because bards are easy classes. Listen. Bards are the best class because it's so easy. Uh-huh. They can do anything. All right. So, bard. Mm-hmm. Background, non-existent. Just kidding. Background, we'll say Outlander. Who are we making this for? Who's the main character?
We're making this for Laura because she's the creepypasta character.
Okay, Laura, bard, hands down bard. Multi-classed, definitely into, I want to say either wizard, like enchantment wizard, or a cleric mm-hmm. of some domain. I can't remember what originally hit my mind. But yeah, reason why I say that is because enchantment, definitely enchantment, never mind enchantment, mm-hmm. glamour bard enchantment, because she obviously manipulates people. And is Constance a game character? Like, is it just left very confusing and vague?
It's very confusing.
All right, cool.
From what I can tell, Constance is a real person, that Laura is an entity that plays people as game characters and then kills people.
We're going to go down the stats right now, because...
Okay. Cool.
Strength, non-existent, don't really care. 10, whatever, fuck it. Didn't show any strength. No. Dexterity, high. Harp, playing a harp isn't exactly easy.
Uh-huh.
I would say around 14, 13, you know, mm-hmm. above average. Mm-hmm. Constitution, 10, whatever. Intelligence, wisdom, 10, whatever. Charisma, 20.
Yeah, charisma has to be really high.
Seduced people into and harp also, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. So, intelligence high, because they made a game.
Right.
A video game. A
video game that possesses people and bleeds.
Yeah. So, definitely probably like a 15 intelligence, because mm-hmm. it's difficult building a game. 16?
Well, they have to be good at using magic as well.
Do they?
I mean, how else would the harp fucking bleed?
Charisma. It's bards don't use intelligence for magic casting, you noob. They use charisma.
I forget. Okay, so right, bards use charisma.
Normie uses
wisdom, intelligence, and charisma for.
It's which simple. Spells. It's simple. If it's innate or charming good looks, it's charisma. If it's mental stuff, only one class uses intelligence, wizard.
Okay. And everybody else uses wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I learned something new today.
Yeah, you did.
Of all the times that I've played D&D, I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually because I just like to beat shit.
You just like to beat shit. Nothing.
I like to beat shit.
Yeah. I just like to beat shit. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, so like, she's like a seductress, maybe?
Right.
Kind of. I don't know. The ending...
A siren?
No. The ending fucked it up too much to the point where it's hard to make an actual character out of this. But say the ending was like, oh, she turns them into, like, fictional characters.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I would say she's maybe, like, a seductress that turns people into storybook characters.
Right.
And then tells their story through song kind of thing.
Maybe.
But the ending got way too confusing for me to actually do something
that's
off of it.
I was kind of hesitant to do this one because that ending was kind of bad, but I knew, at least knew we could get the bard in with this one. Yeah. Like, I knew that wouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah, no. I mean, I love how the ending was, like, basically, like, someone took a picture of a car crash and then didn't develop the film right. Like, that's how bad it was.
True, though.
No offense, actually, yeah, many offense to the person who wrote this.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's deleted from, like, everywhere online now. The only place you can hear it is the Bad Creepypasta series, so...
So, yeah, that's pretty much...
Well, okay, let's recap.
Dungeons and Meeps, more like Dungeons and Creeps. Here's the recap. Recap. All right, so we got a bard, Outlander, not Outlander, never mind, folk hero.
Folk hero.
Because everyone loves her, right?
Okay, so bard, folk hero.
Bard, folk hero. Harp, music instrument of choice, Adoy. Dips later into, say, what did we say?
You said
enchantment. Enchantment. Yeah, because you can stare someone down and they can't move. It's just right. Like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, hey. Which I think would be great because charm person, stuff like that. Stats other than charisma and intelligence, or yeah, charisma, intelligence don't matter. Dex should be obviously a little bit higher for playing the harp, but other than that, intelligence has to be like a 15.
Yeah, and charisma, you gotta max that shit out.
Max it out, dude. She's did the whole like patch. What's who did that? Was that Ghost? The Patrick Swayze's Ghost. You know, the movie Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Where they did the urn stuff. Did that with a harp. Come on. Right. That's just goals there.
Right, right.
But yeah, no, other than that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.